Hola, Rodrigo.
Hola, mucho gusto, Alejandra.
Mucho gusto también, Rodrigo. We have a local amazing talent here at the studio who's about to delight us with instrumental, classical, and also contemporary music. Rodrigo, can you tell us a little bit about you?
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having me
Yes, thank
here.
you for being here.
It's a pleasure. I'm from Mexico, Tijuana, Mexico. I've been living in Rifle for the past 3 years, so it's pretty new.
Yes.
And I've been playing music all around from Rifle, Glenwood, Basalt, a couple of times in Aspen, but mostly is Glenwood and Basalt.
Glenwood and Basalt. And see,
Yeah.
did you move here straight from Tijuana? Or have you?
Yes.
Yes. And how is your English so good?
Well, I believe because we live in
The
the border,
border.
close to the
Yes.
border,
Yes.
and you watch TV in English,
Yeah.
and
Music.
yeah.
Good. Great. So 3 years here in the valley. And when, so did you learn your beautiful instrument, guitar, in Mexico, and from that, what age?
Yeah, well, I started when I was 9, almost 10 years.
Wow.
I was young, and I had the curiosity to learn classical guitar. I started to learn different stuff, but it took me like 3 years to find a teacher for classical guitar, and I went to different schools in Tijuana also, and I'm really lucky to have very good teachers, and also discipline is a very good teacher too.
Yes,
Yeah.
it's a must, pretty
It's a
much.
must, yeah.
Yeah, and what are you going to be delighting us with?
Well, I prepared and I've been working mostly on my original stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, most than playing covers. I mean, I do play covers, but we can speak about that later. But right now, what I'm going to be playing is mostly my own music.
Awesome. That's
Yes.
even more special.
Yes.
Can you tell us the name of the?
Yeah, well, this first piece that I am going to be playing is called En Tus Ojos. It is, well, in English, it is called Into Your Eyes. And talks about this magic world where you can meet someone and look into their eyes, and everybody's so different, and you can feel that energy, and you can travel with that energy, So it talks about that.
Especially during these times when we're all covering our faces, and you
Yes.
really have to just read and feel the other person through their eyes.
Yes.
When did you write this song?
Oh, it was 2010,
Awesome.
February 2010.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
11 years ago. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, so take us away.
Sure. Thank you.
beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you want to keep playing and then we talk more?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Well, this next one, it is a very recent piece I wrote. And, well, I've been just a very quick explanation. I've been learning how to speak Russian.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
studying Russian, one of my hobbies. And and I really loved this expression in Duolingo where it says a night at the cafe.
Mm-hmm.
But in Russian is night, what is that? Noch v cafe.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like it and made me think about how could be a really cool time at a cafe or a restaurant playing something and I wanted to write something for that. So this is what I have as a result.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. And why Russian?
Why Russian? I don't know. Well, I just picked a language. Yeah, actually, like a couple of years ago, I had friends. I made new friends from Serbia and Croatia, too.
Oh, here in the valley?
Here in the valley. They came just to work temporarily during the summer, and I got curious about learning a new language, and it's close, Serbian and Croatian to Russian, but I don't know, it's just for fun.
Yes, well, yeah. That is if you If you are listening and you are from Russia or Serbia or Croatia, that was dedicated to you in yes. a way, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And another question I have, Rodrigo, what musicians are your inspiration?
Well, my very first artist that inspired me to start, I don't know, like singing and playing guitar is Gustavo Cerati from Argentina. Mm. So I listened to him when I was very, very little. Mm-hmm. Another musician that I really like is Yanni, the pianist composer.
Yeah.
I really like John Mayer. He's an amazing guitar player too. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, it's a big list. But I think those are
your favorite ones.
My favorite ones, yeah.
That
yeah.
you listened to since you were into music.
Yes, yes, those ones introduced me to music, and yeah. My biggest inspirations.
Oh, good. Well, I'm going to see after we speak and you share with us more music. I'm going to look up Gustavo Cerati and see if I can play some of one of his songs. Because
sure.
he was a great human, great spirit yes. who came and influenced a generation of Latin American, mainly, people.
Yes.
He reached all of us from Argentina to Mexico. Right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. All yeah. Latin America.
All Latin America.
Yeah.
a giant, that Gustavo Cerati. Okay. And what is your next song?
Well, my next song is another one that I wrote. A couple of years ago, I went to Utah, to Salt Lake City. And by that time, I wrote a piece of music that, I don't know, sometimes I just sit in my couch and start to improvise something, and I start just to play something. And this idea came out, so it is called Impromptu in E minor, or Impromptu in Mi menor. Mm-hmm. And it is dedicated for the Utah Classical Guitar Society.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Sure. Thank you.
impromptu. Rodrigo, if people wish to contact you to play at their venue, how can they reach you?
Well, I can either do phone number or email. So those two are my strongest ways to contact me.
Okay.
So my phone number is 619. That's the San Diego area.
Oh, cool.
619-560-7345.
Uh-huh. And your email?
And my email is rodarreg@gmail.com.
Rodarreg.
Rodarreg, yeah.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Can you, do you have more songs?
I have more.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Keep going.
All right.
Rodrigo, what is the name of the next song?
Oh, this next piece is Malagueña.
Malagueña.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
I made my... There are different versions of Malagueña, but I like to do mine.
Excellent.
Sure.
Malagueña. Thank you. That was amazing, too. Oh,
my gosh. Thank you.
Rodrigo, where can people currently listen to you play live?
Well, I usually play at Free Range in Basalt.
Uh-huh.
Right now, they are doing a closing up for the season, mm-hmm. just for 10 days, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But during May, I am going to be playing there every Friday night.
Okay. What time?
At 7 p.m.
Excellent.
Yes. And starting June, I will be playing every Wednesday at 7 p.m.
In Free Range.
See, at Free Range. Okay. Yeah. So it's going to change a little.
May, it's going to be Friday nights, and June is going to be Wednesday night.
Wednesday nights. And for the people in Glenwood, I am going to be playing at the Hotel Colorado every Thursday night from 7 to 9.
What is the next song that you're going to play?
Well, I was planning to play something very slow, something that I wrote recently, but I think that I'll play something more joyful. This piece, it's another one of my recent pieces. I wrote it to my cat. She just comes every time that I'm practicing, and she just starts to dream about listening to music. I don't know. So I wrote this, and this is dedicated to my little cat, Kiki.
Kiki, for
yes.
Kiki.
Sure.
Rodrigo Arreguin.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. Yes. The title of the piece is called Arigato.
Arigato.
Arigato. Ah. So it's no pun intended.
Thank you.
Gracias, Rodrigo.
Muchas gracias, Alejandra.
Muchas éxito, gracias. Éxito, ¿eh?
Muchas gracias.
Prosperidad y abundancia para ti, porque tienes un gran talento y gracias por compartirlo.
Muchas gracias, un placer estar aquí.